I am sitting here with two very beautiful, very talented, very lovable characters. I am, of course, talking about the two boys in saris. And if you haven't heard of them, if you haven't seen them, then you're missing out because, seriously, there is such an amazing energy around everything that they do. And I think even I find that a little bit hard to classify because when I first met them, they were running a food truck and serving delicious food and doing pantomime and performing, but they've evolved to do so much more since. They have, you know, catered huge events. They have worked with the Inner West Council. They had a residency at the MCA performing and, you know, also really furthering this important message around queer and LGBTIQ plus identities. So I am joined by my two aunties. Aunties, how are you doing?
We're well, Sid. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Yes, that sounded really exciting. Although you forgot to add that we are old, you know? You were like beautiful, talented. I mean, old.
More importantly, we're also a mess.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Hot old messes.
Yes.
I think both of you are so youthful at heart, though. I mean, if we were to talk about it, I'm probably more spiritually older. I feel like I'm a 7-year-old man.
Yes. Okay, all right. We are all just old in this boat.
So, yeah. Aunties, tell me, how did Two Boys in Saris start?
How did it start? I mean, Two Boys in Saris is sort of the culmination of everything that we are, in a sense. Mm-hmm. We love to cook. We love to feed. We are, you know, perpetuators of daily drama. That kind of just came together with our need to create spaces for kids like us. Mm-hmm. I think that coming from a migrant background, specifically South Asian, Middle Eastern, African backgrounds, there are few places to express ourselves and our identities. Mm. There are lots of kids like us, and we would like them to grow up in an era when there are places for them to go, to see, to taste, and just to be. That was the inception of Two Boys in Saris.
Yes, and we have only started doing this. It's been almost a year, and we believe that, you know, the journey has just begun, and we have only started putting little events together. But we are just like aiming to do so much more and actually give back. You know, I'm from Pakistan, and I came here 10 years ago, and I believe here right now I have the privilege of you know, expressing my identity in every single way. But I know that people back home, even my age, they don't have that they don't have that privilege. I'm calling it a privilege because unfortunately it's a privilege in this day and age, especially if you come from a country, you know, like Pakistan. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's just about us wanting to give back and us just using whatever little we have. You can call it talent, you can call it drama, you can call it you know, cooking skills, which of course, you know, Amar has. Whatever little we have, we just want to put it together and make use of it.
It's so interesting because there are such lofty ideals behind everything that you do as Two Boys in Saris, but showing up to one of your events, you know, like I came to this event that you had last year held in a Marrickville warehouse at the Red Rattler.
Yes, at the Red Rattler.
Yeah, it was called Biryani and Babes. And
yes, that's correct.
You know, it was this really lovely kind of community family feeling where everyone got together and ate this beautiful home-cooked food. But at the same time, there was some hilarious performances by yourselves included, but also so many of the vibrant queer as well as ally voices here in Sydney and from South Asia. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, as far as performance goes, we actually sort of never had, you know, an objective in mind in regards to, okay, what our performance should be like or what our art should be like. It's just that Umar and I, as we were growing up, we were exposed to so much music. We were exposed to so much cinema and of the past, like the old, good old music, the good old cinema. And we...
Both Western and from our own traditions.
Exactly. And so we are just sort of trying to, pick whatever we have sort of been exposed to and just put it together and just present narratives. You know, we can do spoken words and then we can also, you know, bring in song and music. But it's all a mess. But it's an orchestrated mess. Yes.
Yeah. It really is.
Ali has evolved over the last year to be quite a consummate spoken word poet himself. We didn't know that we could be this dynamic or galvanize people or inspire people. We have been so lucky to receive the thoughts, the good energy, the vibrations from everybody who's been around us. And I think that's what makes us able to take on whatever challenges artistically and in our own lives that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
We've grown so much. We've done things that I could have never even imagined I would be doing. We've spoken to people who've described how we've moved them, how we've inspired them. And that continues to make us want to grow and to do more.
Yes.
And to be more and to say more.
Yeah, and we're really excited about doing Biryani and Babes all over again.
Oh, you're doing it again?
Yeah, so so we are actually doing it in June, and this will be part of the Open Inner West Festival again.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time around, we will definitely change a few things and tweak a few things, and of course, you know, make it better, even more dramatic, even more messed up, you know, even bigger of a hodgepodge. So we're going to try out a few new things that we have never tried before.
Yeah.
Performance-wise as well as food-wise. So yeah,
really beautiful.
Excited.
I'm so looking forward to that. I think one of the highlights of last year's event that you held was watching Radha Labia, who is a South Asian but Sydney-based drag queen. And she was on stage in this hilariously skimpy outfit, you know, with her like nose chain and beautiful, you know, heavy Indian-esque jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making pickle, like achar, in the most salacious way possible. And I think about that so often because it was, you know, at once so hilarious, but also it was quite, you know, it was really inspiring to see such a confident expression of identity there,
mm-hmm.
and such an
mm-hmm.
interesting fusion mm-hmm. of, you know, mm-hmm. South Asian / Singaporean backgrounds with queer culture, you know, with drag culture and that kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, what do we have to expect?
Yes, a lot of different things.
A lot more.
Shout
out to Miss Radha Labia. She's absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes, she was actually the very first drag artist that Two Boys and mm-hmm. Saris got to collaborate and work with.
Mm-hmm.
So she performed with us for the very first time at the food truck, you know, on the very first night we opened the food truck. So we've always had a special relationship with her. And then, you know, that's always continued on to other mm-hmm. events that we've put together.
We've been so lucky to be able to collaborate with other artists
exactly.
from the queer community in Sydney.
Yes, yes.
That's been just incredible to
exactly.
do. And that's going to continue this year for Biryani and Babes.
And not just South Asian drag and queer artists. We actually want to be able to step beyond that as well. Last year at Biryani and Babes, you may have seen that, you know, there were people from pretty much all backgrounds. You know, we had Miss First Nations even open the night. So
that sounds really exciting. And I know that you guys have quite a an interesting Instagram following as well. You've really taken off in the last year, and I think Ali and Amma, my two aunties, you curate that in such an interesting way. You know, it's like it's art but recipes and
again, this is Auntie Muhammad's doing. I'm just there to be taken photos of whenever it's necessary.
Yes,
to produce
yes,
dishes
yes,
but
yes,
Auntie I Muhammad's believe, yeah. grown so much as an artist over the last year. I guess we're just bringing together all these disparate influences that we grew up with.
Yeah, there's nothing specific that we can follow or we even want to follow, because there are so many things that we derive inspiration from ourselves. You know, we take so much inspiration from our own family, dramas that we may have grown up with. And sometimes those dramas were serious. Sometimes they were funny. Sometimes, you know, they were pretty intense.
But they were performances the whole time.
They were performances, exactly. Mm. You know, so we want to be able to, you know, experiment with a lot of mediums this year. And we have some great ambitions and aims and this year. So let's
see. I think the best way to keep in touch with you is probably through Instagram. So
yes,
yeah, and you know, you're constantly posting and sometimes have hilarious things, but also really inspiring and moving poetry, and really interesting recipes as well for everything from, you know, South Asian food to fusion food that you've come up with yourself and recipes that you've come up with yourself. So yeah, you can find Two Boys and Saris on Instagram. Just type Two Boys and Saris into the search bar. Also on Facebook as well. That's how we can keep in touch with your events.
Yes, that's where we announce our upcoming events and gigs.
So that's two Boys and Saris.
Yes.
Definitely.
Just the two of us.
Well, aunties, thank you so much for coming into the studio and having a chat.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me.